Shoot him away.
You see D'Anthony's full practice yesterday for the first time. Are you kind of anticipating having him back there for you for the first time?
I don't know. Yeah, of course. We want to get him back there. He's looking good in practice, and we just got to get him to get his first game, really.
Now, I know he can handle punts, but, like, would you expect him to get the kick return duty, too, or would you split that up a little bit more?
There's a chance we could use him back there, but, you know, we really like Nile back there, you know, and the opportunities we're going to get. But you never know. I mean, you know, he can do it. You know, I feel confident with him doing that, too. But, really, if we use him, it's going to be as a punt returner.
D'Anthony was probably looking full speed before. Like, I saw he was running before the game, wasn't he? I mean, he was looking pretty good to you, wasn't he?
Last week?
Yeah,
last week he looked good in practice. But, you know, you just got to give it time. You got to make sure with the hamstring. You don't want the thing to keep on lingering on. So,
okay, so he did everything yesterday. Right?
Yeah, he looked good. Okay. He looked good.
With a guy like that who nobody's really ever seen play, obviously, in the NFL before, do you put too much kind of stock into him doing his thing?
We did a lot during preseason. You know, we got him back there enough where he had to make some tough catches. He made some people miss. He got hit one time and came out of it, spun out, and got a touchdown. So he's got a little bit on tape, so people know about him, that's for sure. The thing that we don't know is that this is the first game. This is his first real game. So, you know, there's going to be a little bit of growing pains probably. You know, I mean, that's to be expected. But he brings so much to the table as far as what he can do, you know, the big play factor. So
even with Jamal back and if Nile gets increased kind of the time in the offense, will that reduce what he's able to do on special teams?
No, we don't believe. I mean, we'll play him just like we did last week. He was our number one kick returner, and that's the way we look at it going into this week, as long as Jamal stays healthy.
You can see a gradual transition in the snaps you guys are getting. With Maga starting, with Abdullah, those numbers have dropped and dropped and dropped. How has the filling guys, how's that progressing?
Guys are doing a good job. I mean, you know, we still ask JMJ to be a couple phase starter for us. You know, even though he's playing, he's a starter on defense. You know, some of the other guys that have come in have really done a good job. Guys like McCray, I mean, he's really taken all of Abdullah's spots, and he's really shown that he can be a really good special teams player. So we're happy with him.
Philip Gaines last Monday night. Yeah.
Philip Gaines is a three-phase starter for us, and he's our number one gunner right now, and he's been making a lot of plays out there. They've been singling him up. I told him, I said, get ready. They're going to probably start doubling you now. But the last 2 weeks, he's made some big plays, you know, covering those, you know, bomb kicks that Colquitt's been giving us. So, you know, it's been a team effort out there, and both of those guys have done a good job. Yeah, he timed it up perfectly the last two games, and then he also had a shot last time. He kind of guessed that he was going to be a right return, and he missed the tackle. But that's the skill of it. I mean, that's the thing that he's learned, and he's getting better and better at it, and we're really happy with his progress.
Has it just been a matter of reps with him kind of getting the special teams thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was early on, the physicalness of it. I mean, it's a step up from college, and he really – you know, he wasn't the guy, you know, as a gun. He was the, you know, he was a star corner. So now, you know, he's really accepted, you know, where he's at as far as what we're asking him to do. And he's doing a nice job.
Hey, when a guy, like, shows that kind of progress on special teams, it's like, that's the kind of progress that you hope to see, like, overall as from a guy, right? Can that help him on defense at all?
Yeah, there's no question. We're like we're the proving ground for guys. We get them going and build confidence and, you know, they make plays. No, for us, and then it carries over. Obviously, you see a guy like Parker, for instance, last year. He was our gunner. Now he's a starter, and that's just the way it evolves for players.
Have you noticed that Santos is feeling a lot more comfortable walking out on the field? He said he's feeling a lot different than he did.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not his first time now. He's got a few games under his belt. He had a bunch of kicks last game, two field goals, and then, you know, five or six extra points, whatever we had, and his kickoffs were good. I mean, we had five touchbacks. I mean, those are all things. Those are great signs to see, you know, going forward.
Was it just a confidence thing with him?
I think so. I think it's just a matter of doing something for the first time in a big stage. I think, you know, all those things are, you know, they're second nature to him now. He'll be that much better going forward.
D-Ford's specialty snaps are very limited. Does he just not fit in? Do you not find a place for him?
Still, he's a work in progress on special teams. He'll be the first one to tell you. We use him a little bit on punt return periodically, but special teams for him, that's a totally new avenue for him. And, as the season, it's a long season, so we're continually, we will get him in there a little bit, and then we'll give him a little bit more. As long as he's successful, that's the way it works.
With that wingspan and that off the snap that he has, he would seem to be a great potential blocker.
Right. That's why we use him on punt return, and we put him on the edge, and he got a rep last week, and he got cut. So he's got to understand that these little guys are not going to take him on like an offensive tackle. They're going to get into his legs, and those are things that he's got to learn.
With him, it's not a matter of want to, though.
No. He wants to do it, but it's just a matter of getting the best players on the field. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.